Welcome back to the Mom Mentality Show. My name is Austin Chadwick, and I have my co-host Chris Lucian with us. And we're kicking off a series on remote mom programming. Since we've been doing it for a while now, we have some tips and tricks to share. And we're first going to be talking about remote mom programming etiquette. So is there anything you'd like to get us started with, Chris, on that topic?
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this a lot. A couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, I read Scott Kelly's book, Endurance. And so Scott Kelly, he spent a year in space. And so what was interesting about it was he brought up this book, or not a book, but a set of rules called Expedition Behavior. And for astronauts that basically had to live with each other in a weird kind of, in an isolated environment, but they're isolated together and they're basically seeing each other all day, every day. And so I drew some analogies in my mind. And so, and then I also saw, Martin Fowler's blog on things related to etiquette and remoting. And so I just had some thoughts around it. And so what was cool about expedition behavior was it's just the things that you do, you know, there are items like don't get on people's nerves, help people out, but don't routinely do their work for them. Keep it funny or keep it humorous. And a number of others. And so I think, like, rather than getting too deep into that, I just wanted to kind of mention it as being inspiration for thinking about etiquette. And then on Fowler's blog, I think I had also seen the kind of accidents happen idea. And so that was also a piece of that kind of led into this thought as well is, you know, if somebody forgets that their mic's on and does something embarrassing, right? Like the best thing is to do is to just drop it and don't do anything with it, right? And so it's very easy to kind of damage your relationships with people. And just because you're remote now, you know, just speaking in the kind of context of the outbreak and everything along those lines of randomly being forced to go remote, a lot of us are going to be kind of in situations where you know, some people are much more in tune with online etiquette. I think everybody that's routinely does video games online, they tend to be a little bit more prepared for some of this than other people. And others that have never done remote work before are going to run into all of the mistakes that other people had kind of encountered in the past. So I really like that concept that I'd seen in that blog. And then kindness, consideration, and respect was another one. And then I've also developed kind of a philosophy of, like, though we're remote, the things that you were doing before, find a way to keep them even though you're remote. And so examples of this might be like celebrations or even happy hours and things like that. So it's this idea of, and a good example of that, I think, is one of the developers on the team has been basically doing Zoom calls or Skype calls with team members during lunch that they normally would have walked to the local Mexican restaurant with, and they just eat while on the chat with each other as if they're sitting at the table. That kind of helps keep a sense of normalcy. So I don't know, that's where the inspiration came from. And so I just wanted to kind of chat back and forth about, like, etiquette and what that looks like. And maybe people can post in the comments and their thoughts on this topic too and keep the conversation going. But I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? What do you think is good etiquette for remoting?
Yeah, I mean, I think I really liked what you said, where kindness, consideration, respect, and it kind of reminds me of keeping it human, right? And then that goes into what you're saying about people still doing the same things they would do. Like, I normally would take a 10-minute break and go on a walk with my friend. And so, like you said, I've seen people do that. They'll go on a break and they'll go on a walk, but they'll just remote walk, you know, a remote video chat, you know? Or they would say, hey, on Fridays, we go celebrate, right? And we go to our favorite place to have a drink or something. And I've seen people, they would post a meeting or virtual video meeting and still go do it. And I think that's a great way to keep the kind of humanness and relationships going. Another thing that occurred to me was, it was something that Lynn Langit said was, you know, just because you're remote doesn't mean it becomes like, you know, robotic and like, okay, we're all working, let's just work. You know what I mean? It's, if you're sitting with that person in the mob in person, you would probably not start with, okay, on line 10, I'm gonna enter this function. You know, you would say like, oh, how you doing? How was your night last night? And so to kind of start those sessions with those kind of questions, or to keep it more human. Or like I've noticed on, you know, when we're working on cloud functions, the build time is really quick, but on some of our more monolithic apps that we haven't quite broken down yet, the build time is a little bit slower, but it's a great time to be like, okay, I know it's gonna build for 20 seconds. I can ask, you know, my friend Matt about, you know, what he said the other day about this and just follow up on it, you know, just for a little quick conversation to keep it human. One piece of etiquette that I need to keep remembering is pause. And this probably applies to remoting and in-person mobbing. but I think for some reason it takes more thought with remote, because I feel like it's easier to look away from people's faces and not read body language. But to make sure there's enough room for others to say what they're thinking, right?
Yep.
And so, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that reminded me a little bit of kind of like a practice that we had kind of gone with our first experiences with remote mobbing, where we had only one person remote. But that was the idea of like keeping the camera and the video next to each other on a separate screen. So you always had to like, okay, I'm looking at my code, so I'm looking straight ahead. And then if I'm looking at you, I'm actually turning to look at you and talk to you. Yes. And that practice had been really good. So that might be something where it's like acknowledging and preserving the interpersonal interaction and making eye contact, even though you have a camera and a screen in between you. That's been really important too. And another kind of practice that I saw to help with the pauses is, you know, I don't know about maybe the mobbing side, this that happens more dynamically, but when we're doing kind of remote retrospectives and things like that, it's rather than like raising your hand and people not seeing the video of you raising your hand, putting emojis into a chat system when you want to speak next. And so then a facilitator can kind of run through the different emojis. And I've seen it actually slow a meeting down to the point where everybody's kind of getting all of their ideas in and not interrupting each other as much, which has been another weird side effect of all of this.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I don't know where we picked that up from, but I've seen it work in all different kinds of crowds, whether it's technical, business, or whatever, that's really caught on. People think it's fun to put the emoji in there, and then everyone gets a turn to say what they want to say, and I really thought that was great. There's one other thing I wanted to add. So what was one of the principles in that book? It was have it maintain a sense of humor or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, in expedition behavior, it varies from place to place, but they always have something about having a sense of humor and not complaining is the inverse of that. So some of those principles is like, we're in this together for the long run. If you complain about the problem that everybody's experiencing, you're just making it worse for everyone. And similarly, in an expedition, you need to keep it lighthearted and funny, right?
Yeah, and so while you don't want to be annoying with this, my wife discovered a tool called Snap Camera, and it's definitely added to quite a bit of fun while mobbing or product owner stand-ups or meetings. And so I'll actually demonstrate it right now. So for example, if I'm mobbing and driving, I can put on a camera filter that makes me wear the driving helmet, right?
Nice, nice.
Yeah. And if I'm mobbing and I'm navigating, I'm just mobbing, I can wear the mobber hat.
Nice. Yeah, mobster hat, I like it.
Yes, and if we're roaming voting, you know, I can put on the Roman hat and, you know, the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. The puns are endless.
Yes. I'll do two more and then I'll stop. But sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, I have an idea. And then I'll put up my eyebrows and then the light bulb goes.
Wow.
And then the last one is just for fun. If you just want to surprise someone in the meeting, it's just have a pet on your head, you know. So
yep, exactly.
Yes. So while it can get silly and you don't want to be annoying with it, I've seen it be really fun, especially in a mob where you know your mobbers well. It can be a fun thing to add. But we've even sprung it on more product business people, and they've enjoyed it. And it seems to definitely lighten the mood.
Yes.
Something to try out and experiment with.
I think just kind of like on the topic of expedition behavior, right? It especially when everybody's experiencing something new together, and like in the case of an expedition, and it's nice to have the human interaction. You are also a little bit more confined with each other too, right? And so if you're mobbing all day in person, there are more interruptions. You can walk away. If you get frustrated with somebody, you have kind of like a release valve a little bit. When you're remote, I feel like there's a lot of time where everybody's on camera and interacting with each other for a long period of time. And so a lot of those same principles. And so I would recommend, like, you know, we'll link both in the show notes, but researching expedition behavior is really important. But I would even go farther than that and read the Endurance book by Scott Kelly, because I think there's a lot of good kind of little nuggets in there for people that are basically kind of interacting with the same group of people over and over again for a really long period of time in uncomfortable situations. And so, if that wasn't remote mob programming, I don't know what is. So,
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, I think like mobbing in person, it amplifies the humanness of things. So if it's awkward, it can be really awkward. If it's fun and productive, it can be really fun and productive. It can be really amplified. So I think inspecting and adapting till you get to the fun or the productive is worth doing. And so I think with that, we're kind of coming up on our time box for this episode. Anything to add before we close it out?
Just everybody out there, please treat each other well, right? And just understand, you know, everybody, you know, have empathy, because there's going to be a lot of situations where skill disparity on a mob can have some effects, and handling those well is really good. I think the ability for one person to be remote is going to be very different from others, and the comfort level. And so just understand that when you're going into this. Whether it's expected or not that you're remote, it's important to understand that the other people on the call with you are experiencing either similar or different emotions, and keeping that front of mind is really important.
Right on. Well, like and subscribe, and please share if you think this will be helpful to other people. And until next time, have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.